بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا کہ جس کو حق تعالی نے جیسا بنایا ہے اس کو اس کے لیے وہی مناسب تھا. وہ ہر شخص دوسرے کو دیکھ کر یہ تمنا کرتا ہے کہ میں ایسا ہوتا اور اپنے حال پر قناعت نہیں ہوتی. حضرت مولانا آصف علی خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ مینشنز ہیئر دی ایٹریبیوٹ آف رضا. رضا مین ٹو بی پلیز وتھ دا ول آف اللہ تعالیٰ. وٹ ایور اللہ تعالیٰ ڈز دا مومن ہیز بی پلیز وتھ اٹ. رضا اٹ از ہائر دین صبر. ان صبر یو ویدر یو لائک اٹ اور یو ڈو ناٹ لائک اٹ, یو فیل گریوڈ اباؤٹ اٹ, یو جسٹ ہیو ٹو ایکسیپٹ اٹ. بٹ ان رضا اٹس ہائر اسٹیٹ, ناؤ یو فیل پلیز اینڈ کنٹینٹڈ. It takes very long to develop and to cultivate this attribute. But the awliya of them, it is something which is natural, but in people like us it's difficult to gain and to cultivate rida. But at least if one makes sabr, struggle on the sabr, then to some degree this rida also in certain aspects will also gain it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, min sa'adat ibn adam rida bima qadalla Allah. Then it is of the good fortune of the son of Adam. Otherwise man is extremely, that person is very fortunate. He who is pleased with whatever Allah ta'ala has decreed for him, whatever Allah ta'ala has decreed for him, he is pleased with it. So the Tanra of Allah mentions here that in that whatever condition Allah Ta'ala has created us and whatever position in this dunya He has chosen for us, that is appropriate for us. It is best for us. Although every person he looks at another person who is in a better condition, and then he becomes discontented. And he yearns after that position. He also wants to become like that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in this world you must look at those who have less than you, not to those who have more than you. If you look at those who have more than you, then discontent will develop, hasad will develop, jealousy, and here is the greed set into the heart, and it destroys the insan. Two qualities, combination of them, are exceptionally dangerous for a moral character. One is hirs, greed, and three is hasad. When you are unable to fulfill that the demands of hirs, then it leads down to hasad for others, for the possessions of others. And when a person develops now that hasad for others, in reality, he is registering his complaint against Allah Ta'ala. Because it is Allah Ta'ala who has a portion of everything. It's Allah Ta'ala who distributes everything to everyone. Allah Ta'ala makes very clear in the Quran, says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ta'ala says, in this worldly life of this we have distributed out the livelihood to people. In this worldly life, we have distributed it out. So whatever you gain, whatever you get is according to the distribution of Allah Ta'ala. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضًا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضٌ بَعْضٍ سُخْرِيًّا. Allah adds in that ayah. And we have raised, we have elevated, we have made some among them, among the people, higher than the others in worldly position. Why? So that some can take others as their servants. يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضُ سُخْرِيَّةً. So that some can make others their servants. This is Allah Ta'ala's scheme in this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala, He has distributed out livelihood and everything else. Not only livelihood, everything else. Intelligence and health and whatever possession, whatever ni'mat insan possesses, Allah Ta'ala, He distributes out. So an insan has to be satisfied. If we are not satisfied, We have become discontented, then we will destroy ourselves in exactly the same manner in which Satan has destroyed himself. Look what had happened to Satan. He did not have rida. He had a greed in him. The greed bred him, hasad him. When he saw Allah Ta'ala ordering now all his creation, the malaika, all to honor Adam alayhi salam. This was even before Allah Ta'ala put ruh in Adam alayhi salam, while he was still a statue made out of clay. At that time already, the malaika were all ordered to honor this being. So Shaitan, after Allah Ta'ala had cursed him, after he had refused to make the sajda, he very derisively, he said, speaking to Allah Ta'ala, and he said, "Oh Allah, you have cursed me for this being, you have honored this being. Is this the being whom you have honored above me?" He rises at Adam alayhi salam, this weak thing, made out of clay, old sand, brought from different parts of the world. The sand was brought. "You have honored this being over me. And I have been here, you have created me out of fire." And he's implying, by his statement, this is what he was implying. "And thousands of years, I'm making your ibadat. In every level of the asman, I've made ibadat for thousands of years. And I've been teaching the malaika, giving them knowledge. And you are honoring this being above me." That here's the greed. He was not satisfied with the honor which Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon him. Allah Ta'ala made him the ustad of the malaika, and he was given a high place in Jannat, but he was not satisfied with that. He did not have that rida, so the greed prompted him to behave in this manner. Then he developed now the hasad, the jealousy for Adam alayhi salam, and it destroyed him. And this is not only with Shaitan, these evil qualities are in every person, even among in the awliya also. But the awliya, since they have trained themselves, in the slightest error they make, immediately they are able to immediately understand what is going wrong, and they arrest the anaf. One Buzruk was living in the wilderness. On the occasion when Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, who was the king of Balkh, he had renounced his throne, very great, powerful and a very proud king, but when Allah Ta'ala guided him and gave him tawfiq, and gave him now tawfiq to abandon this dunya, he renounced the world and he renounced the throne and he went out into the wilderness completely alone, abandoning everything. So, in the first few days, he underwent great difficulties. He was king, living in the palace. Now he's living in the desert, overcome with hunger and thirst. In that same wilderness, there was a buzruk where for about 20, 30 years he was making dhikr, staying also in a cave or a hut, he was living there. This buzruk was surveying and was looking, watching Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah didn't know of the existence of this buzruk. So one day there, in a few days after he had left the palace and came out into this wilderness, a farishta, an angel, in human form, came with a tray from Jannat, with all the luxury foods from Jannat. And he brought and he presented it to Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah Alayhi, he ate of the food. Now this buzruk who was there, living in this wilderness for the last 20 or 30 years, Allah Ta'ala was making his provisions of his risk in this manner. That every morning, miraculously, two fresh bread would miraculously appear at the door of his hut, or the cave where he was living. And in the evening, in the same manner. And Allah Ta'ala created a stream of sweet water miraculously for him. So this was his fare with his food every day. When this Buzruki saw this treatment being meted out to Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullahi, a thought crossed his mind and thought crossed his mind and he started to think, I'm for the last 20 years or 30 years I'm here making ibadat, and every day I get two bread, and every evening two bread. And this person, he came just yesterday and looked at the special treatment he's getting. This thought crossed his mind. Oh, unless we understand that the nafs is with every person. Besides a Nabi, no one else is safe. Besides the Anbiya, who are masum, no one else is safe. Right until the time of maut. Right until the time of maut, shaitan is there. Nafs is there and shaitan is there. And he will collude with the nafs to destroy us. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, such a great imam, with humbling mazhab. He, on his deathbed, they are giving him the ulama there, his son also, a great ulama, they are giving, making talqeen of the kalima. And when they make talqeen of the kalima, he's telling, la, la, don't. He's stopping them. So everyone's worried. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, he's stopping us from talqeen. And then he goes into a short coma, and then he comes out of the coma again. When he came out of the coma, his son tells him, Father, what is the meaning of this, that when we give you the kalima, you say no, you know? So he said, I'm not saying no to the kalima. He said, Shaitan is standing in front of me. Shaitan is in front of me here, and Shaitan is telling me, oh Ahmad, you have finally won. You have finally won and I have lost the battle against you. My entire life I had tried to destroy you and to ruin you, to ruin your beliefs, but I have failed now. So Imam Hanbal Rahman, he said, I'm telling Shaitan, I have not yet won. As long as there is a life in me, I have to be careful of you. As long as there is life in insan, he must not have confidence in himself, in his willpower, in your piety, in whatever you have. And you must not become, you must not relax your guard against Shaitan. Until the last moment, you will try to tempt a person and destroy a person. So this crossed this Buzruk's mind, this person only came yesterday here and he's getting such special treatment, VIP treatment he's getting, and I'm here for the last 20, 30 years. So immediately he has revealed to him, because Allah Ta'ala, Ilham, sent him, that if you are not satisfied, if you haven't got rida, satisfied with what I am providing for you, then you go back to what you were doing. Go back there to what you were doing. And what this Buzruk was doing before, 20, 30 years ago, he was a farm laborer. He was a farm laborer. From the morning till the night, for a tyrant person, he was working for a small wage. In the sun and in the winter, summer, whatever season, he was working. And what was his wage? Two bread. Two pieces of bread the master would give him. Whole day he worked. So one day he thought, so hard I'm working, and entire my years have passed by, and I'm just getting this, I'm waiting for this bread. Allah Ta'ala is the Razik. He will give me bread and he'll give me whatever I have to eat. Without this hard work, it is better that I spend my time in remembering him. And so he is an implement, his spade and whatever his fork he had, he put it under one tree and he just left and went into the wilderness. And then when he went into the wilderness and he started to make it thicker, then Allah Ta'ala created the spring of water for him, and every day he would get his bread, and not that type of bread coming from Sunnah, hot bread, and very delicious type of bread. So Allah Ta'ala tells him now in his ilham that you go back there to a certain tree and you'll find your implements are still there. If you are not satisfied, you haven't got sufficient rida, so you go back there and take your implements and go work in the field again. Immediately the Buzruk fell into sajda, making istighfar, asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive him for having, even for this thought, having crossed is mine. So this nafshis, but every person, we always have to be exceptionally careful. Any thought that comes to our mind, we must not act. We must not form a conclusion on the basis of thoughts that come into our mind. Anything comes, we are very self-opinionated people. Anything that comes to our mind, we just act accordingly. And now Hazrat Rahman says, then, lekin ghor karke dekhe aur soche, usko malum ho jayega ke mere munasib wohi halat hai, halat hai jisme khuda ne mujhko rakha hai. If a person reflects, you reflect and you think deeply, then Allah Ta'ala will open up the understanding, and then you will understand that whatever condition Allah Ta'ala has created me in, that it is best for me. It is best for me if Allah Ta'ala wants to keep me in this condition, in adversity, or in prosperity, in difficulty, hardship, or in comfort, in poverty, or in wealth, it is from His side. I cannot have whatever I desire. And then if a person does not have this result, and you are discontented with what you achieve, nothing. You achieve nothing, you gain Allah Ta'ala's displeasure, and on top of it, you don't better your position by your being discontented. Whereas if you are contented, you gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, and Allah Ta'ala will give barakat in them. Even the little you have, but the little you have, it is much. If you compare that little with what other people have less than you, then you'll understand how much Allah Ta'ala has given. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, in His blessings.